Afternoon, everybody. How we doing?
Good.
Great. All right. Balance out.
What's
up?
Balance.
All right, week two preseason. Here we are. good sharp practice today. Guys came back ready to work, and that's what we need to do, get to work. So, questions?
You expressed an eagerness to, after the game, take a look at some of the linebackers, special teamers specifically, and see who stood out, their effort, technique, and the like. What did jump out to you when you looked at the film from a special teams area?
A lot of really good effort. Some fundamentals, we just want to grow our guys, develop our guys, and have them do better, but a lot of really good effort, and so a good place to start.
Been a lot of talk about the communication in the secondary.
Yeah.
What did you see from that in the first game?
Yeah, improved for sure. It wasn't perfect, but much improved. We had a couple issues throughout the night, but for the most part, it was pretty clean, and I think they have a really good idea what happened and why. So coming out of there, I feel like there's been development there, there's been growth there, and so it was a really pretty good start for the first night, and good tape to watch and build on.
What do you see from the tight end, most notably of course Jared Cook and Clive Walker? What are you seeing from them?
It's an athletic group. We've got some size in there and some ability in there. Looking at using different combinations of guys in there, and we've got a new weapon in Jared that we're excited about. Having Lee back is great, and then the rest of the guys are kind of jockeying for position. And obviously Clive was excellent down the seam the other night, made a couple nice catches, which was good to see. It's a group that's working hard, and we hope it can be a big part of our offense.
Specific, are Kirkland and McGill look long term?
I don't talk much about that kind of stuff, but it looks like they're gonna, they'll be out for this camp. They won't finish camp. Yeah.
Coach, what did you see from Shalom? It looked like he was kind of playing with high energy for the majority of the night.
Yeah, Shalom did a nice job. He got a lot of snaps the other night. He's a really instinctive young man. Kind of ball magnet, kind of guy just tracks the ball, finds the ball, good instincts, active. So, and he did some things in special teams that were pretty good too. So he's one of those young players that, you're excited about developing, and it was a good start for him.
Jack, in moving some of the pieces around in the secondary and adding guys here and there, do you look more at the individual stuff or combinations of guys? How do you kind of piece that stuff?
Well, it's a combination of different factors. We're looking to develop individuals, we're looking to develop the cohesiveness as a unit, so that they're playing off of each other, that they're understanding leverage, understanding where they're going to be for each other. Coming up, it's so important that the secondary be able to come up and cap plays and keep them from going big. And we had one run that got out explosive and one pass that got out explosive. So it was minimized in terms of explosive plays, which was good. The yards per play is down because of that. And the biggest thing, from the other night that wasn't done right was the third down defense has to be so much better. That's clear. I mean, everybody gets that. But all in all, some good work went into it.
John Feliciano, see him working back the team activities. What does he mean just as somebody who can play center, guard, his versatility, and just getting back on the field?
Feliciano?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to have him back. He's a tough guy. Good to have him back out here, and he's a versatile guy. He can play guard and center, and it's good to have him out. I mean, we're getting healthier, which that's the goal. Get through this camp and condition and get the work in, get our guys healthy, and he's one that's done well, got himself back at practice.
Elijah, and you have a plan for each player going to each game in terms of how much time they'll see. He didn't see any time in the field. What went into that?
We held him. It was coaching decision. It wasn't a matter of it was just a matter of being smart with him. We had pushed him through the week and just felt like it was wise to get him full speed, closer to full speed this week.
Jack, you dealt with this once briefly last year, but will you talk to the team as a whole about the national anthem and you knowing beforehand if anyone's going to sit?
I think I was pretty clear. I think. If there are any questions, I'm always open door, but I lean on our leadership council. I lean on our veterans. I think that the squad understands how I feel about it, and I don't feel a need to go further.
Obi was able to practice today. What did you see from him, and do you expect your other rookie secondary guy to be in pads anytime soon?
Yeah, good to have Obi doing a little bit of light drills and starting to get back into active duty. So, we just work our guys and try and get them healthy, and then when they're ready to go, we go. And in the meantime, they're doing everything that they can to get back. So, but it was good to see him, get some light work in today, and we'll increase that as we go, and hopefully we'll have him back full speed in no time.
You had Silverman go from beginning to end.
Yeah.
In a preseason game. Yeah. Was he a center before this year?
He was not.
And he's doing shotgun snaps?
He's developing. Mike Tice does a great job with the O-line and centers in particular. He's had a long history of developing guys at that position and taking athletic guys and teaching them how to make the calls and how to snap the ball. And, Ian's come a long way in a short amount of time. He's doing a really good job. And he played well the other night. So that was a pleasant surprise.
Coach, in regards to the anthem, sorry to bring this up again, but you said you're going to lean on some of the veterans, and Marshawn himself is obviously a veteran.
Yeah.
Is this something that you expect him to continue to do?
Like I said, I've pretty much, made the statement that I care to make on it, and I don't have anything to add to that.
Chuck, I'm Marshawn. Of course, you know what he means to the city of Oakland and this whole area. You guys are coming back to play the mm-hmm. game. You're going to try to get him on the field and get him some work and support him this week?
Well, we're going to get our squad ready to go for the first game. So we've got work to do, and, we'll have a plan, deciding how long and who and when and all that kind of stuff. But the idea is to be as strong and healthy and fit and conditioned as possible for the regular season. We've got a tough schedule opening in Tennessee, tough schedule, throughout, and we need to make sure we're ready for it, and that's what we're working towards.
So what do you hope to see from Sean Smith going forward this preseason?
I hope to see the same thing from him as I do all the rest of the guys. Everybody come out here, be real urgent, be purposeful in their work, come out here every day with a good positive, approach and go to work, and that's what we're getting. I think the team's working hard, working well, and we just got a lot of work to do yet.
Obviously, you had a night that you could take back, a rough night out there, but do you think most of that is a mental thing?
Oh, I don't know. Guys, look, I think guys just come out and compete and do the best they can, and, that's what we're looking for.